Unreal. The old black magic.
Ben Vereen, live just then, and indeed live in the studio at WBGO, is Ben Vereen going to be at Dizzy's upcoming on the 4th through the 7th with the Juilliard Jazz Big Band. He's come in with Desmond Scaife at the piano. He's going to sing some songs, but first we're going to talk about An Extraordinary Life. Welcome, welcome.
Wow, An Extraordinary Life. Is this a miniseries?
Yeah, something like that. You've been in enough of those.
I sure have. How you doing, Michael?
I'm fine.
And hello to all your jazz listeners out there.
You and I are the same age, and I have these moments.
No. I'm older than you. You're a puppy.
By like 7 weeks. There are these moments.
I take it.
Yeah. These moments come in my life when I'm thinking, you know, because when you get to that age, it's like, wow, something happens, and oh, I'm old. Mm-hmm. And then you have these vivid memories of all the people you've known, places you've been,
things
you've done.
Yeah. Oh.
do you go back in time and relive?
Constantly. Because right now I'm in the process of trying to put my memoirs together. So in that scenario, you know, a lot of floodgates are opening up. And just recently something happened to me, and it's making my life, really look at my life and look at all the avenues I've been, places I've been, people I've met, how precious life is.
Yeah. I have to ask you, when you were a teenager and were studying dance.
Mm-hmm. At the High School of Performing Arts, 46th Street in New York City.
You studied with Martha Graham and George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins.
Well, they were the ones who were the facilitators of me getting into the school. They were the, what do you call, the ones who, you know, you auditioned for them.
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Rachel Yoakum, who was the principal of the dance department, as a matter of fact, is responsible for me going into the school because, let's face it, I wasn't really a dancer. I had never trained to be a ballet dancer or a modern dancer or a tap dancer. I was a street dancer, pretty much, you might call it that. And I auditioned for the show, and Dr. Rachel and George Balanchine and Martha Graham and Jerome Robbins were all there. I didn't know who they were. They were just a few white people to me. Rachel Yoakum came over and asked would I like to go to the school, and I said, sure, why not? And next thing I know, I was in class and being taught by David Woods, who worked with the Martha Graham Company, and Gertrude Scher, who was part of the company a long time ago with Helen Tamiris, people who started modern dance. So I got some good background there. Matter of fact, with David Woods, the reason why I'm acting is because of David Woods' class, because he said, you cannot be a dancer without understanding the story.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment that came, though, in your career, or even before your career started, when you thought, oh, I can do this. I can dance.
And I'm still doing that.
Oh, you're still getting to that moment.
After all I've been through, right. I still go, God, wow, how do you do that?
Because you actually worked in the Bob Fosse production of Sweet Charity,
oh,
right?
Yes.
That was that's my some first... of the most extreme, yes, extraordinary dancing.
Yes, it is. That was my first production I ever was in. And it was the first time I saw a Broadway show with Gwen Verdon in it. And Gwen, there she was on stage. Gwen Verdon.
And did you ever think to yourself, Rhythm of Life, what a cool song. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, and I didn't end up doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, matter of fact, I did it so well, I thought I was going to be doing it in the movie, but Sammy Davis took my part.
Well, you and Sammy Davis worked together otherwise. I mean, you worked with him, toured with him, and let's talk some more, but let's have a song.
You want a song?
Yeah, which one do you want to do?
You want to do a Stephen Schwartz song from the show Pippin.
Okay.
Matter of fact, this was the opening song from Pippin. Desmond, please. Join us, leave your fields of flower. Join us, leave your Jesus hour. Join us, come waste an hour or two. Do journey to a spot. Exciting, mystic and exotic. Journey through our Antarctic review. We've got magic to do. just for you. Miracle parts to play, parts to perform, your hearts real warm. Kings and things to take by storm as we go along our way. Go along our way. Listen, listen. Intrigue, plots bring disaster. Humor, handled by the master. Romance, sex presented pastorally. Ah, dilly-dee. Illusions, fantasies you'll study. There'll be battles, there'll be barbarous and bloody, but join us. Sit where everybody can see. We got magic to do for you. Miracle parts to play, parts to perform, your hearts will warm. Kings and things to take by storm as we go along our way. Our way.
Yeah. Ben Vereen is at and on WBGO with me. And that's the song that opened Pippin. I remember Pippin on Broadway with you. You won the Tony Award.
Yeah.
You were
I was so excited.
You were in several shows around then.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They were all very different.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was in Jesus Christ Superstar, directed by Tom O'Horgan, right?
Right.
Stage manager. Remember stage managers or stage doormen?
Yeah.
The real guys, the guys who knew the theater.
Named Pop, usually.
Yeah, and they named Pop. Matter of fact, there was a guy whose name. His name was Pop. He came upstairs, and he knocks on my door, and he hands me an envelope. And he says, you have an envelope. I said, give me the envelope. He took it back. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, no, you have an envelope. I said, yeah, give me the damn envelope. He says, no, you don't understand, Ben. You have an envelope. He hands me an envelope, and it's the letter you get from the nomination for the Tonys, right?
Right.
I'm reading this damn thing. I'm going, and I turned to him. I said, who's Tony? I had no idea who Tony was. Then I find out it was the Antoinette Tony Awards.
Right.
My
right.
peers were saying, you got something, kid. Hang in there. And that was the first time I was nominated. And the second time I won the Tony, woo, I jumped through the roof.
And you had already worked maybe with Tom O'Horgan on Hair, right?
I had. I'd done Hair with Tom O'Horgan. I just came back from London with Sammy Davis Jr. in Golden Boy at the Palladium Theater.
Golden Boy, more
Wait,
traditional.
You remember a guy named Lonnie Satin?
No.
He was a jazz singer, yeah, back those days.
But Golden Boy was more of a traditional musical story with songs. But then you go into Hair, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ Superstar, mm-hmm. and then Pippin. They're mm-hmm. not like any shows that have ever been done.
No, and never will be done again. Right.
Were you aware how different those shows were?
Actually, you know, Michael, I was not into theater because, you know, I was from the streets of Brooklyn, and my background was pretty much gospel church. And here I was thrust into a world that was a wonder to me. So when all of this was happening, you understand the world was changing at that time. You know, we were fighting
yes.
in Vietnam and a lot of protests going on in the streets. So the world was changing. And we were in the streets talking about, we're going to make the world better. We're going to make this world better. That's what we were talking about, screaming in the streets. And I just got involved in the crowd. I got involved in the voices. And I was caught up in the revolution of our evolution.
Certainly in Hair, certainly in mm-hmm. Jesus Christ Superstar,
looking at
the story with, I mean, different sounds.
That's right.
Rock sounds.
That's right.
And then on comes Pippin, the mm-hmm. show about the son of
Charlemagne.
Who? Charlotte who?
That's right.
But also telling something about now.
That's right.
You do Corner of the Sky in your show sometimes.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's Pippin's song.
Yeah, I do it, though.
But you, it's like, It's like your own personal anecdotic review, right?
That's right.
Because you segue into all these songs from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And the other shows that you mm-hmm. do.
Now, wait till you hear it with Big Band.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, at Dizzy's, you're going to hear that.
And Wicked also, because that's another Stephen Schwartz song.
Oh, yes.
Because you played The Wiz himself.
Right. That's right.
Now, when you went into that, I have mm-hmm. to ask, did you know you were going to be a bad guy?
I didn't look at him as a bad guy. I looked at him as a guy who was misled.
Oh, okay.
Okay? You know, that's why I look at my bad guys.
Okay.
They are misled.
Ah, okay.
And he had good intentions on his side of the scope.
There you go.
You know, on our side of the scope, we go, that's a bad guy. But on his side of the scope, he thought it was making things better for the world.
So how anecdotal?
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, villains always think they're doing the right thing.
Yes, they do. Watch out, guys.
So are you anecdotic in your show that you're going to be doing at Dizzy's? On the 4th through the 7th?
Am I anecdotic?
Anecdotic?
Yes, I am. I'm always anecdotic.
You know, you're going to tell stories about your life.
Yes, about my life, about where I've been, and share with them some wonderful moments.
With a big band is
different.
With
a big band, yeah. I talk about this young lady because she's very talented. And I've asked her to come and do a song for the audience or two. I watched this child grow up. She's the daughter of Don LaFontaine and Anita LaFontaine. Don LaFontaine, you might remember, was the voice of God on TV and in movies. And his daughter, he has two daughters, one's called Sky, and one is called Lisi. And Lisi is a magnificent singer. And I've asked her to come on the show and sing for us.
So before you, be with you, what?
She's gonna do a number in the show. We don't know. We're thinking about maybe doing something together.
Well, you have to.
Oh, yes.
You have to.
Oh, yes.
So you're going to have a big band. And, mm-hmm. and
the Juilliard.
Yes,
jazz
exactly.
ensemble.
Well, you've been in plenty of shows where the big band is in the pit. But there's
Here's the thing. I'm sorry, Michael.
No.
Wynton Marsalis himself handpicked these kids.
Cool.
So thank you, Wynton. Thank you. I love this man.
But, you know, how often have you gotten to stand in front of a big band sing?
Oh, quite a bit, but this is special because these are our voices of tomorrow. These are the sounds that we're going to hear on and on. Our children, our grandchildren will listen to the sounds of the Juilliard Jazz Ensemble. These are the young people who are bringing it to you now.
One of the things that people don't get who have been going to concerts and seeing singers standing in front of a big band is to know what it feels like to have a big band behind you playing.
Oh, it is wonderful.
The sound going through your body.
It is wonderful. All you got to do is sit in the pocket.
Okay, so like, what are you going to sing?
Right now?
At Dizzy's.
Well, you know, we're going to do songs like, you know, Magic to Do and things, but we're also going to do a tribute to someone I feel who has not been recognized enough. And that is my mentor, Sammy Davis Jr. We've got the charts of Sammy, so we're going to do those charts with Big Band, which is going to be exciting.
All right.
To hear them again and to hear that music again. So we're doing a tribute to Sammy, plus some of the things from the theater.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, what are you going to sing?
Right now, we're going to do a Quincy Jones number. Well, George Benson sings this song. And so we're going to try that. It's called Everything Must Change. In our universe right now, we're looking and seeking change, and I want to encourage people that change will come, and it's going to change come for the good. Know that, Desmond. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. Nothing stays the same. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Not many things you can be sure of. Except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring, a wounded heart will heal. Never much too soon. Everything must change. The young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in this life you can be sure of. Except rain, clouds, sun, sky, hummingbirds, they fly. Rain from the clouds, the sun lights the sky, and hummingbirds.
Ben Vereen is with me on WBGO. Do you play the bass?
Looks like I was doing this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I hear music inside of me.
And I just feel it,
you know, so.
No, it's fine. Mel Torme is always miming playing a trombone.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and John Hendricks was the flute.
That's right.
But for you, it's the bass. You get down to the bottom.
Yes, I do. Bring it from the bottom.
He's going to be singing with the big band Juilliard Jazz, big band picked out, as you said, by Wynton Marsalis himself.
That's right.
Those cats from the school. And that's going to be at Dizzy's Thursday the 4th through Sunday the 7th. I'm coming with Lisa.
Two shows a night.
Lisa LaFontaine joining in.
Two shows a night, 7:30 and 9:30.
You worked with Stephen Schwartz on Pippin, obviously. Stephen Schwartz? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in Wicked, you were in Wicked. Mm-hmm. So now you're working on a new show with him, right?
Well, yeah. We're
developing something.
Yes, we're developing a thing written by Joe Calarco and directed by Josh Bugash. It's called Reflections, which is sort of a retrospect of my life and our lives together. And we're working on that very diligently.
And it's going to be, again, an anecdotic review of your life.
Anecdotic review, yes.
Something you've always been doing.
Yes.
And in the meantime, you're on TV, you're on Star, you're on Bull, you're on shows upcoming. Also, you do that all the time.
Yes, and do lectures, and I do classes around the country, teaching, you know, in universities of that nature.
I have to ask, I mean, you, among the other iconic events that you were involved in was Roots all those years ago playing Chicken George. Do you still have that hat?
You know, I do.
The great brown derby.
I have that brown derby. I still have the feather in it, too.
Excellent. Excellent. That and so much more that he's done. And you'll be singing about it, talking about it, telling
all
stories.
All about telling stories about it and sharing with the people.
Thursday the 4th through Sunday the 7th with the Juilliard Jazz.
Oh, please come out. Please come out.
Big band at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. You got one more song you want to do?
Do we have another song? What do you want to do? Oh, we can do What a Wonderful World.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, go ahead. Here's a song that we can pick up the song on iTunes right, on Google, iTunes. Yeah, this is all new to me. You know, I'm antiquated.
But I don't do any of it either.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You can pick up the song there. And I love the song because, well, you know, of course, one of our greats, Louis Armstrong, sang this song. Oh, the proceeds from the CD are going to help our young people who are behind the cages. You know, you've heard about that. And so buy this CD and help these children the best way we can, please. And think about the fact, you know what's going on in the world today? We must remember that this is a beautiful planet. It's a lovely planet, and our charge is to take care of the planet and to love one another. It's something we must not forget and hold on to, because we are the hope of tomorrow, and if we can't do it, who's going to do it for us? We must do it. Remember these words. Next time you're walking down the street or through the forest, through a park, and looking at children playing, I see fields of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright, blessed day, dark, sacred night. Then I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces, people going by. I see friends shake hands. They say, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. So I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of you people passing by. I see friends shake hands. They say, how do you do? But they're really saying, I hear babies cry. Oh, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than you and I will ever know. So I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself. It's a wonderful world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you. Ben Vereen with me on WBGO at Dizzy's. He's got magic to do at Dizzy's with the Juilliard Jazz Big Band. That's Thursday the 4th through Sunday the 7th. And you're upcoming on the Fox TV show Star, and you're
I'm
on
all over the place.
You're
thank
on Bull.
You.
We won't
thank
say
you, my audiences. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna be on Bull upcoming. We don't know if you're the good guy or the bad guy on
I'm,
that.
I'm a cool guy.
But in your head, you know, and it's we had talked about it before, like you and I are the same age, but it's like you must have gotten that question every once in a while, like I have. When are you going to retire? And the answer is, from what?
What? What are we retiring for?
Exactly.
What are we retiring from?
You feel just as lively as you did when you were a kid?
Oh, yes, I do.
And starting off?
Yes, I do. My body doesn't, but my mind,
no.
My spirit says, yay, let's go, let's screw it.
He's going to be doing it at Dizzy's, Thursday the 4th through Sunday
yes,
the 7th with the Juilliard Jazz Big Band. Ben Vereen, thank you for bopping by.
Michael, thank you, man, for having us, man. Really appreciate it. Desmond, thank you.